This is BPR News. I'm Jeremy Loeb. Senate Republicans have put out a revised version of a bill that would repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act. The bill would have to pass by Friday, or it would likely be dead without any Democratic support. Now health groups are scrambling to find out the impact. The Kaiser Family Foundation found that the previous version of the bill would have cost North Carolina more than $8 billion in federal funding. Rachel Garfield is a senior researcher with Kaiser and one of the authors of the analysis.
Based on our estimates of the bill as it existed last week, it is a little bit of a moving target. We estimated that the state would lose federal funds from 2020 to 2026, both due to the provision to convert ACA funding to a block grant, as well as to the provision that would convert traditional Medicaid financing to a per capita cap. Ultimately, we estimate that the state over that period would lose more than $8 billion in federal funds.
How have you calculated that?
We used existing data sources to generate estimates of what we think would happen in the state under current law in terms of how much federal funds would flow to the state, and then looked at the provisions in the bill, the two main provisions, specifically the block grant and the change in the Medicaid financing, to try to understand what the difference in federal funds would be compared to current law.
You mentioned that this was a moving target. Obviously, there was a revised version of the bill. We've heard, you know, about the states where senators are on the fence, and North Carolina's not one of those. So would North Carolina's numbers be affected?
There are several provisions in the bill that are targeted to specific states, as you say, but there are also some larger changes in there. Specifically, the formula that's being used to allocate those block grant funds changes under the newest version of the bill. So it is possible that the specific number for North Carolina would change under this new formula. However, it's quite likely that the state would still face a loss under that revised formula.
Who are the people that would be impacted?
The main people who are going to be impacted are those who are currently covered through the marketplace in the state. Because the state did not expand its Medicaid program, it's not losing any funds for that program, but there are people in the state who are receiving coverage through the marketplace, and this would basically affect how much money the state had to replace that coverage. In addition, I think that there's a goal that somehow that coverage would be extended to other people in the state.
In the current health care bill, pre-existing conditions would not be protected. Is that right?
Under the current bill, there's a lot of discretion given to the states about how to treat a variety of things, including several health insurance market regulations that are currently stipulated at the federal level. So there would be some state flexibility to figure out or to decide for themselves what to do with that provision.
Is your group working to analyze the current version of the bill? Do you even think you have time?
Yeah, so we are working. We are spending today digging into the latest version of the bill that was posted to try to understand what has changed, and also trying to look at the numbers to see what effect they have. Things are moving pretty quickly in this debate, and so we're not certain whether we'll be able to publish estimates before any vote occurs, but we are working as hard as we can.